A ribbon-cutting ceremony last week marked the beginning of a new bike share program in Fairbanks. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
By this time next year, locals and tourists alike may be commuting between the university and downtown Fairbanks on fluorescent green commuter bikes. John Stoneman is a founding member of a new bike share program known as Fair Bikes. He says visibility is key.
You could probably pick these bikes out from a mile away at least. That's part of the strategy because you want these bikes to be visible, both in terms of just creating, you know, visibility for us right now, but also long term. We want safety to be a main focus of these bikes.
By next summer, the bikes will be stationed at up to 25 locations along the College Road corridor. Stoneman says organizers are aiming for a program that's easy to use.
So everything here is geared to be simple, a commuter style bike that lends itself to easy operation, low maintenance, something somebody can pick up, bike around, drop off, and never have an issue with.
Members of the community can rent bikes for an hour up to a full day or more using a swipe card or a smartphone. Jennifer Eskridge is also a founding member of Fair Bikes. She says the program is privately funded.
A lot of bike share programs are done with municipalities and nonprofits, but they then struggle with funding sources. We don't want to do that. We want it to become available and stay available and be available based on the need of our community. So it'll be scalable based on our community's desires.
Three bikes have been purchased locally for Fair Bikes so far. Eskridge and John Stoneman will join partner Juliet Shepherd in showing off the bikes at various events all summer long.
So these three are for talking about. They're for looking at, for being at events. They're not necessarily for others to come and borrow and ride currently. So we'll launch that program next summer. This summer's all about feedback. What do people want? What do they like about it? What do they not like about it?
Eventually, 140 bikes will be available. They'll also be maintained at a local area bike shop. The group hasn't decided if the program will be available during the winter. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.